B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Students at BU are mourning one of their own. Kodak Black pleads guilty. Missy Elliott is back and new movies in theaters this weekend. Coming up in The Juice, Miley Cyrus says she's a hillbilly, but she's no liar. And Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, shout out to the late, great Rick James. And never forget that he tried to warn us when he said,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, man. But first, the Boston University community is mourning the loss of a student who was a victim of a murder-suicide in Atlanta. Police say Dr. Marsha Edwards shot her 20-year-old daughter, Erin, and her 24-year-old son, Christopher, before taking her own life inside their townhouse. Erin was a journalism student at BU, just weeks away from starting her junior year. Police found the bodies Wednesday night after an unidentified person requested a welfare check. Kodak Black pleaded guilty yesterday to federal weapons charges stemming from his arrest just before a scheduled concert back in May. He had been charged with crimes including falsifying information on federal forms to buy four firearms from a Miami area gun shop on two separate occasions. When the judge asked Kodak Black why he needed so many weapons, he shrugged and said, protection. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. He is scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th. It's been 14 years since Missy Elliott has released a new album, and today she is back with a new EP called Iconology. The five-song project is produced by Missy and Timberland and Willie Hendrix, and it features her new single, Throw It Back, which Missy actually dropped the video for overnight as well. Mm-hmm. Missy says she dropped the album to throw it back to a time when music just felt good and made us want to dance. And new in theaters this weekend, Gerard Butler returns as Secret Service agent Mike Banning from The Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen, and in the new movie Angel Has Fallen. It also stars Jada Pinkett Smith and Nick Nolte. Comedian Jillian Bell is scared by her doctor into getting healthier, so she starts running in Brittany Runs a Marathon. And then there's Overcomer, about a high school basketball coach forced to start coaching cross country after hundreds of families leave town due to the closing of a plant.
Oh, that sounds like a bad documentary.
It really does. And by the way, real quick, just anybody who cares like me, the third season of 13 Reasons Why is now streaming on Netflix.
Yeah, the main kid dies. It's in the trailer. It's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
Okay. Anyways, in The Juice, it was 10 years ago, and we remember this.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Oh, yep. My God.
10 years later, we're finding out a little bit more about this iconic moment from MTV's VMAs back in 2009. Now, this year's VMAs, they're on Monday night. So MTV's been doing, like, retrospectives in, about the show, and the former president of MTV's parent company, Van Toffler, says that that incident left Beyonce so embarrassed and sad to the point where she was crying backstage afterwards. And not only that, but people in the crowd were so pissed about it, including Pink, who went up to Kanye, got in his face, pointed at him, screaming at him, cursed him out in front of everybody. And Toffler says at that point that Beyonce was crying, Taylor was also crying, Beyonce wanted to leave, so he had to pretty much tell Beyonce she was winning the big award of the night at the end, so she had to stay.
Wow.
And then suggested to Beyonce, listen, you could give Taylor her moment at the end when you get your award, which she did.
Yeah.
And then Taylor did come out and gave her speech, and then the rest is history.
You know, it's funny, like, that was before we really talked about mental health and stuff like that. But if that happened now, it would be a whole different thing. Back then, people were like, oh my God, that's crazy, iconic. Now we'd be like, oh, Kanye needs pills.
Mm-hmm. And Miley Cyrus says she's a lot of things, but she's no liar. Apparently, she's sick of people saying that her cheating led to her and Liam's divorce. So she went on a Twitter rant yesterday saying that she's in a different place from where she was when she was younger, calling herself a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but she's not a liar, saying that she advocated for weed, experimented with drugs. Of course, her biggest song to date is about dancing on Molly and snorting lines in the bathroom. And she's also cheated in past relationships, but she refuses to admit that her marriage ended because of cheating, saying that she was fully committed to Liam, she loves him, and she always will.
Listen, I am a drug-addicted slut, but...
Right. But I didn't cheat on my husband. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, back on August 7th, the game...
I'm in love!
Oh, here we go. Wait a minute now.
What? How'd that start playing? I don't understand.
When did Patrick Chung start running the board? What's going on? Anyways, back on August 7th,
so ridiculous.
The game between the Sox and the Royals got suspended because of rain at like 12 the next morning. You guys remember that? Yes,
yes.
No. Anyways, well, they resumed the game yesterday, and in about 12 minutes, the game was over, and the Sox won 6-4. They celebrated like they won the World Series. Relax, fellas. All right, preseason week 3, the Patriots beat the Panthers 10-3. Now, Eric Reed, who plays for the Panthers, was flagged for a late hit on Patriots tight end Ben Watson. Mm-hmm. Watson had to leave the game, and people are trying to say that the hit was payback due to their Twitter beef. If you don't know, Eric Reed has been very vocal about his support of Kaepernick, his disappointment with the NFL and Jay-Z. Watson got at him on Twitter about that. Boom. Thus, the dirty hit.
Like, listen, in the NFL, you're legally allowed to assault people. So if you have a chance to hit somebody who you have some sort of, you know, a little back and forth with, why wouldn't you go a little
because
extra?
It was wrong, man. Watson was already on the ground. It wasn't right. Reed is denying it, though. He's saying wasn't a dirty
hit. He's lying.
Moving on, Brady did play. He still got some zip on the ball. It looked pretty good. Edelman was on the sideline, but you know who didn't play?
Who?
Patriots safety Patrick Chung. Because he's been indicted for cocaine possession in New Hampshire.
No.
This is crazy. The indictment actually went down on August 8th. Uh-huh. And now apparently on July 25th, police were called to his house because his alarm went off. And while being there, they found some booger sugar.
Yo.
Unbelievable. So
the odds? Talk about having the worst luck in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
I mean, if he was there, it would have been a different story.
You want to play rough? Shout out to my little friend.
That's not fair. Cut it out. Now, on the surface, it looks bad, but before we all come to our final conclusion, let's wait until we get more facts. One of his neighbors actually said he has had many people here renovating the house over the past year, and I'm sort of surprised that nobody thought of that to begin with.
Sometimes
all right?
when you're putting up drywall, you're like, I'm tired. I need a pick-me-up.
Melissa, I know you're upset. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on. Oh, stop, Romero. Stop
That's
it.
Not me.
Yes, it is. Sox are in San Diego to face the Padres. First pitch is at 10:10 tonight. And that's your sports.
All right, shut that crap off, because I'm going to leave you with some good news. Now, Romero, keep quiet about this one.
Yes.
This one is going to bring a tear to your eye.
All
Bill
right.
Duncan is a 71-year-old man from Scotland, and he was diagnosed with dementia back in 2011. His condition has worsened over the past few years. You know, most of his memories have faded. And in the last 12 months, he forgot his whole history with his wife, Anne. Now, he didn't even remember that he and Anne were married. But he still loved being with her. He thought she was really pretty. So a few weeks ago, he asked Anne if she would marry him.
Oh.
Anne first thought the idea was a little strange, but said, you know, it seems like every day he's falling more and more in love with me. Their friends and family loved the idea, so Anne said yes, and they had a second wedding. This one in their backyard. They even danced to the same song to the first time. Anne says they have good days and bad days now, but despite it all, he's still the same man she fell in love with.
I can't.
Yeah. I told you.
When you want to talk about true love, could you imagine
being
with that person, they forget about you, and then they fall in love with you again after forgetting
about when I heard that story, it literally brings it. It's like The Notebook.
I'm not making fun of that one.
No, and that's your good news. And it was made hot by Cambridge College. Going back to school doesn't have to be so stressful. Enroll at Cambridge College for fall and get the degree you've always wanted. Classes are offered on nights, weekends, and online. Call now, 800-829-GRAD.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.